Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, November 16th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping struck a less contentious tone at their summit yesterday. With relations between the two countries near a low point, the two leaders agreed to resume communications between their militaries, cooperate on choking off fentanyl production, and begin a dialogue on the risks of artificial intelligence. However, progress made at the meeting is likely to be tested in the coming months by a number of issues, including an election in Taiwan and the two countries' differing approaches to the Israel-Hamas war. The US Senate has approved a short-term spending bill to avoid a looming government shutdown. In passing a stopgap spending bill last night, the chamber postponed debate on specific government programs and budgets until next year, though the bipartisan piece likely won't last ahead of a series of funding deadlines in January and February. The bill now goes to President Biden for his signature. The prosecutor investigating why classified documents ended up at President Biden's home and former office is preparing a sharply critical report on how Biden and his long-term aides handled the material. However, the probe isn't likely to result in a criminal case, sources said. Special counsel Robert Hur, who has led the investigation since January, has interviewed roughly 100 of Biden's aides, colleagues, and family members, including his son Hunter, culminating in a two-day interview with the president last month. Hur is expected to release the report in the next couple of months, potentially before the end of this year. Representatives for Hur, the White House, Hunter Biden, and President Biden's legal team declined to comment or didn't respond to requests for comment. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, while European stocks are mixed in early trading. US stock futures are hovering, and retailers Macy's, Walmart, and Gap are among companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.